a great 4-2 win this afternoon.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. They've been on a bit of a roll. Keith Cole's galvanised the team, and we've managed to eventually get a home win. But we haven't done anything different today. The players haven't worked any harder. They haven't not followed instructions like they usually do. They've continued to work and battle. The only difference today is that we haven't made any individual errors. But what I'd like to say is, I'd like to answer a few questions and bring a few facts to the table, really. I actually feel there's some short-minded people here and people that have got short memories. This club done absolutely unbelievable last year, finishing ninth. And along the way, we got some plaudits. And we played some decent football along the way. And we done that with a Reece Murphy, who was our top goal scorer, who got injured in February and hasn't really played since. And we also had Zavon Hines, who's a second top goal scorer with the most assists, who hasn't played since March. We also had Mehdi Alito, who was the third top goal scorer with the second most assists, and he was sold in the summer. I didn't want him to leave. We've tried to replace those players with two players that I think will have decent futures in the game. Adi Youssef, who was playing part-time for Chatham, working as a waiter in Wagamama's, and Christian Doig, who was playing part-time for Carmarthen and working as a community police officer. So it's been a little bit difficult to try and replace those goals. Also, we've got probably the third smallest budget in the league. In fact, I probably think it's probably the smallest budget in the league. So we're actually probably overachieving at the moment a little bit. And sometimes you can be a victim of your own success. So, you know, you watch our games most weeks and, you know, you're a smart man, Stuart. Let me ask you a question. Who won a premiership last year?
Well, it wasn't Dagenham.
It wasn't Dagenham.
No.
It was Man City.
With all the money. Yeah.
Who finished second?
Liverpool.
How are they doing this year?
Not doing too well.
Why is that?
Lack of form. They've lost their top goal scorer.
They've lost their top goal scorer. Who's that?
He's gone to Suarez.
Do they have anyone scoring goals? No, last season.
Suarez and Sturridge.
And so has Sturridge been playing?
No, he's been injured.
So they've lost their two main guys and they're almost 11th. So, and Brendan Rodgers was being touted as the next, or one of the potential next England managers. Now all of a sudden he's talking about getting the sack. I don't know Brendan personally, but I know people that know him and people speak very, very highly of him, you know. So, you know, it happens up and down the league that you lose your so-called best players or most effective players, and that can happen. I had a board meeting in July with all the board members, and I asked them as a group what their expectation was, and every one of them bar none said we need to remain in the Football League. So my remit was to stay in the Football League. At the moment I'm doing that. And since I've been here, have we ever been in the bottom two?
No.
And we've played some football at times. So, did I mention that we've got the smallest budget in the league?
Third smallest.
I actually think it's probably the smallest, yeah. or one of them. So, in your opinion, do you think we're overachieving?
I think you're doing very well as a club to be in the Football League and to stay in the Football League. It's just disappointing for everybody when it's not going as well as it can do, because I know, and you know, you can do even better.
But we know that. And some of the supporters know. I'll rephrase that. The majority of supporters have been absolutely brilliant. This club, the support it has been immense. It's been fantastic. And, you know, I can't thank some of the support that we've been given. And we are going through a bit of a tough time. of results. We are. But if I put all those facts and factors into it, does it make it a little more understandable?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this season, Daggers, I think you say the board say keeping the Football League, that's fine, but I know the target, everybody says playoffs, that's what everybody goes for, rather than the winning the league itself. But it seems that you're almost there, and then you go a little backwards. Well, obviously, Murphy's been out for a long time, Hines has been out for a long time. So
Alito we sold.
Yeah.
So there are three top goal scorers. So we're trying to find the goals. And sometimes it's difficult. We can't go and replace players. You know, I went to try and, if we look at, since my reign, there's lots of things that happen. And I talk about the bigger picture. You know, we've managed to gain EPP status as a Category 3 club. We've sold an under 14 boy literally last month to a Championship club. We've had four youth team players in the first team in the last 12 months. All right, I'm just a little bit, and I'm sure you can sense that I'm a little bit frustrated because my staff, these players, work tirelessly. They work tirelessly. And so does people behind the scenes, not just the football people. You know, Steve Thompson works unbelievably hard at this football club. And, you know, if he wasn't here, this club would be in a very, very different position. It would, because people don't realise how hard and how well that man does for this football club. Not just him, you've got the likes of Chris Pollard behind the bar. You know, this club is, people work tirelessly. So do my staff, so do the players, and rightly so, because they're in a fantastic position that people would love to be in. So we are under no illusions how fortunate we are. But when you put all those things into the equation, you realise that maybe we're doing all right. And some of the abuse, well, I'm not sure I can really, really comment on it. You know, and as I said, the board said stay in the league. Do they want it just to stay in the league? Of course they don't. They want to go and be as high as we possibly can, and they want a cup run. Do you not think we do? The players?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, we're all in this together, but I'm a little bit, I have to tell people how I feel at this present time, because I'm a little bit frustrated, like the fans are, and I can understand their anger and frustration. I can. No, I've got no problem with that at all. And if they want to vent that at me, I haven't got a problem with that. We're working and be successful, because we all want to be successful. We want this club to be successful, and we want everyone to be a part of what we do. And we're trying hard.
The thing that's let Daggers down, I suppose, is not just in your reign, in fact, in previous reigns, is home form. Can't make Victoria Road a fortress, and this year it's been a problem. The win today makes a big difference, and I hope that gives everybody confidence to go ahead. But why is it that some players, or some teams rather, find it difficult to make the home a fortress and others can't win away?
I've no idea. If we could answer that, we've been in front at times. We've actually been in front six times, and I've said it before. We've been in front six times this season, and out of those 18 points, we've only got one, which last season we would have got maybe won three of those games. We've got another 8 points. All of a sudden, we're 10th, 11th.
Yeah.
You know, and trust me, you know, I don't think, of all my time I've been here, I've never, ever made an excuse. I've never said, well, Murph's out and Hines is out and we've got the smallest budget in the league. I've never said that, because we just get on with it. But they're the facts. And people need to see that and understand that, because they are looking at you. And you told me, I asked you the question about Liverpool and you gave me the answer. So is that any different up and down the leagues?
No, it's the same in every league, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we sit 21st this evening. So are we overachieving?
Yeah, you're not in the bottom two, are you? I mean, you've leapfrogged Carlisle today. It was an important win against Carlisle because that would have been a six-point gap. So they always say in any league, beat the teams around you, and that's what everybody has to do, and no exception with Daggers.
See, I can understand if the players and the performances weren't great, and you know, but have they been that bad?
As you say, it's been individual errors on many occasions, giving away penalties or somebody making a mistake, either not scoring a goal or conceding a goal. But that must frustrate you terribly.
Of course it does.
And the players, of course.
Listen, the players have, you know, I can't fault these group of players. They have worked tirelessly and they continue to work tirelessly. And they have never not given me everything that they possibly can. And they didn't under the previous manager, you know. It's this, they have this instilled within them, and we create that environment where they want to. So, you know.
Just bring it back to today for the moment. A great win, as we said. Okay, you went behind, but then you score goals, and the team lifted, just lifted. You could see the weight came off the shoulders, couldn't you?
Well, that's what it is. You know, even at 4-2, you can sense that they're a little nervy, and you know, but that's football. You have to be big, but we were strong. We were men today, and we competed. And you know, even their assistant manager came over and said, "You outfought us today," and we did.
It seemed to be a slight change in team shape. It looked like three at the back and two wing backs, particularly in the first half. Looked to change it a little bit towards the end of the second half. I think Scott Doe was saying, "Do we go to four?" But it was a little bit confusing initially, and they thought, "Oh no, three at the back is doing okay, isn't it?"
There was never any confusion. We was playing five at the back, Stuart.
Well, you have to. You need 11 at the back at times and 11 going forward.
We changed it today slightly. And we were resilient, we were brave. And you know what? People are looking at it because we haven't played three at the back. We haven't. And I look and I felt and I thought hard and long about it, and I spoke with my coaches and we discussed it. And I think it was brave what we did today. Because if we get beat, people will be going, "What are you playing three for? What are you playing three at the back for? You know, it's negative and you're five at the back." And so I thought it was really brave. I thought it was really, really brave of us today. Really brave of the staff, really brave of the players, because it could have gone completely wrong. It could have gone. And people would have gone, "I don't know what you're doing."
Did they sort of buy into that in training? Obviously, you discussed it, what you're going to do. You know, players are, "Oh, I don't know, we're no good at three at the back, we're better at four." Did they say, "Actually, we quite like that"? Or did it even come from the players? I don't know.
No, we spoke about it. And we said, "What we're doing at the moment, are we winning?" And they said, "No." So we said, "Well, why? Let's change it." Because people who continue to do the same thing and get the same results, they're deemed as being mad. So we thought we'd change it. It might be the catalyst of the start of our season. But, you know, we changed it, and, you know, I think we were brave, all of us, to do that. Because if we didn't, you know, listen, sometimes you can't win. You know, I've gone over at Luton, I've walked away from the fans and they've given me abuse for walking away. Then I've gone over on Tuesday night to try and understand their frustration and they've abused me again. So, you know, you can't win. I can't win. Whatever I do, I can't win. Well, I can win by winning. That's the only thing I can do. I can win by winning. But you have to understand all the factors that come into that. You know, I could go on and we could speak all night here.
I know you. I thought you were brave on Tuesday going over to the fans. I think it's the right thing to do, isn't it? Because all you can offer yourself to them.
I did that. And I mean this sincerely. I understand their frustration. I understand their anger. They've travelled all that way. They've taken a day off work. They've paid their hard-earned money. And we're at the FA Cup. Of course I understand that. And I understand their frustration. But I'm trying to speak to them civilly. And, you know, they've taken their frustration out. I mean, fair enough. But, you know, do I go over? Do I not go over? I didn't go over and I get abused. I go over, I get abused. Well, you know.
You can't win them all on that. I have to say that amongst the fans, yes, of course, you know, there's people always call for a manager's head and all that when things aren't going well. But I think there's been quite a lot of good positive support as well, saying, no, keep it all going, you know, it will get there. So there are fans that, yes, would vent their anger, but there's also fans that, yeah, they're angry, they're frustrated, but they still think, no, keep it going.
I think the majority of fans at this football club have been brilliant. You know, we went on a, when John was here, he went on a 12-game unbeaten run. A 12-game run where we couldn't win a game. And they stuck by him and they were brilliant. And I couldn't actually believe how brilliant they were. You know, and majority of fans are brilliant. I love them to death, unconditionally. They're fantastic. You know, I love them to death. They've been, their support, majority of them, have been, it's been top class. It's been first class. It really has.
Manager's longevity is not something that's, that happens too often in football. But clubs that do keep their managers for a long time tend to benefit. And Daggers are a club not known as a sacking club at all. And it must give you great sort of sense of pride to think, OK, I'm working for some good employers here.
Do you know what? Our MD, Steve Thompson, is absolutely brilliant. And he has been so supportive of me. He has done everything in his power to give me the very, very best opportunity. And I can't thank him enough. We are, in my opinion, this club is incredibly, incredibly fortunate to have someone like him here. And, you know, he has been really, really supportive. And we've got some fantastic people at this football club. We have. We've got some real people that have got a real passion for this club. And the board, yes, the board have been supportive over the years. And I think that, you know, you look at the people that got new managers in the Premiership last year, and they predominantly, most of them went down. So I think continuity works. I do. I absolutely do.
But it certainly does at a club like Daggers, where you actually see the continuity coming through from the youth teams. Most, say, Premiership, Championship clubs, the managers aren't almost interested in the youth team because they're not going to be there when they come through. But here, you work with the youth team before you became the manager, and you can see it coming through.
Well, I was the one that really instigated it. Steve Thompson and I were the ones that pushed it through. Without us, you know, it wouldn't be where it is today. That's a fact. You know, if Steve and I wouldn't have pushed it, it wouldn't be where it is today. And people probably don't see that. And then Warren's come on and picked the baton up and he's run with it. And now we've got Micah Hyde and Kenny Brown who are taking it forward again. You know, this club's got Category 3 status, EPPP, which is incredible, you know. And, you know, as I said, we sold a boy to a Championship club, an under-14, last month. We've had four or five players that have played in the first team. You know, that's progression. That's, you know, that's moving forward. And, you know, you say that there's not longevity with managers. I love it here. And I love what we've created. Not just me, but everyone. Steve, Darren Curry, Warren Hackett, the physios, the medical team, everyone. And that's just on the technical side. You know, then you've got the likes of the people that work around the club that work tirelessly. And, you know, we'll be all right.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.